98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day once again, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. And I've just realized this is the final live Friends Day for 2024 because it's Christmas and then New Year's the following two Wednesdays. So I am so glad that Wally Nichols is here. Wally, welcome back.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to say that maybe not just Friends Day, but very good Friends Day, because I think that I'm such a good friend of KZE that I actually got invited to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Which is just something.
How'd you like the Christmas party?
I loved it. It was great.
Was this your first KZE Christmas party?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. I have been on the air here for more than one Christmas party.
I thought so.
Someone has some explaining to do.
Well, it's always an open invite kind of thing, but this time they remember to specifically say, hey, you're a part of the team. Come be here.
I am part of the team. Usually I'm on the other side of this microphone sitting at the board like you are doing, but today I get to sit over here, which is super exciting for me.
Yeah, you are very kind to fill in for me frequently when I'm like on vacation or something. If you hear Wally's voice on the radio, usually it means good things are happening to me.
Or someone here isn't feeling under the weather.
Also that, but I feel like usually you're like the vacation guy, so it's positive.
I've been called the vacation guy before. I like that.
What's been going on with you musically lately?
Well, so I've been doing a lot of recording, and I'm very psyched about that. So just very briefly, my musical journey started off with, singing in the shower like a lot of people way back when. And then in college, high school, I joined a band. Joined a band in high school because I was able to do a music video versus writing a paper for an English class. Uh-huh. And that kind of like got me going.
So you didn't want to write a paper?
No, it turns out that I love writing, but I wanted to play in a band more. So anyway, that was high school. Then college, toured around the country, and then worked in the music industry, worked for the biggest record company in the world, trying to make sure that every time you turn on the radio, you heard Jewel and Hootie and the Blowfish and Zeppelin and INXS and bands like that. And then I moved up here, and I played the whole time. Like, at nights I'd jump over the desk and go play in the clubs in New York City. And then I moved up here, and I would play a little bit here and there, but mostly I've been finding myself recording, which has been super fun. And that is what's going on musically. I have a very rare gig in Kingston, just down the road. I hardly ever play up here. I usually play in New York City, but I'm playing in Kingston on Friday night with my friend and super talented piano player, Sarah Power. And we're playing at a place right on Broadway. And if you go to, we'll give you some information later on that. But if you're not doing anything, come on down Friday night and check the both of us out. But I've been doing a lot of playing, a bunch of recording. And one of the things that's very special about recording for me is that I get to collaborate with people from all over the world, which is something that I love telling people about, especially on the air. If you're like a musician and you can't quite get your band together, or you can't find a band, but you know you have it in you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to connect with people around the world. Like you get somebody who plays the violin here or the trumpet there, whatever. And that is often how I put together my music.
Yeah, and I mean, the technology is better and easier than ever. I mean, there's always been ways to like record in your bedroom and do things on a budget and super DIY. But now, like, you really like all you need is like a decent laptop and a decent mic, and you're like pretty much good to go.
Right. The limitation is your creativity.
Yeah.
At this point now, and that's really nice to have that that shift, because it used to be financially exclusive to be able to like record stuff. Like, it's just too much money and too expensive to get people to come in and coordinate schedules and everything, especially if we're not 15 years old, 16 years old, and we have we got like lives and obligations and duties and
gotta make money and stuff,
deadlines and commitments.
It's the worst.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, can we hear what you've been working on?
Sure. This is the tune called I'm Okay, How About You? And like many tunes that I do, it is a contemplation of the vagaries of relationships. Subtle and blunt. All right, here we go. Busted, broke, hand is played out, and I'm quite sure I can make my way to the door. Moving through this pickled frown, romantic grin upside down, and I worry about things when there's nothing I can do. Well, I'm okay, how about you? Well, I'm okay, how about you? Well, I'm okay, how about you? If you push a person too far, they don't snap back to you. I'm okay, how about you? You can stay cemented in your right. Fireflies are still gonna fly when you take a vow and you make a bow and you're checking out the view. Well, I'm okay. Yeah, you melt the glue. I'm okay, how about you? I'm okay, how about you?
KZE. Wally Nichols is our friend on Friends Day today. And I like that one. I haven't heard that one before. Is that new?
That is new.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thank you. I was just, you know, that I'm not trying to make excuses, but I will just say that it's so cold out for me right now that it takes me at least a half a song for the fingers to be like, oh, okay, I guess that we are not in gloves or right over the car heater anymore, and we're playing the guitar.
Have you ever played a gig outside in winter?
I have, and it's, you know, it's like, I grew up playing the bass guitar, so, you know, I tell this to people all the time, but like, it's not that hard to be a mediocre bass player. And it's very hard to be a very good bass player. I'm not a very good bass player. So I got the mediocre status just fine. And that's the only way that you can get through a cold gig is when you don't have to do too much.
Yeah.
Like, and you're kind of like playing with lobster claws.
You can keep the stiff fingers.
Exactly. And you feel bad for the people that need that like next level of dexterity.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's brutal. You ever watch like Christmas or New Year's Eve in Times Square, stuff like that? And in the past, when it used to be cold in winter, and you know, they would have the outdoor concerts, and you would see these guys on stage just like struggling, and you know, like and the little pop stars trying to like, you know, look cute in their outfits, but and, like, you are not warm enough.
there's actually another level of hell to that, which is that the instruments don't stay in tune.
Yeah, yeah.
So like now you look like you can't play, and you're. And your instrument sucks.
Yeah.
Like you can't play for a couple different reasons.
Yeah. So you know, if you had been offered the New Year's Eve Times Square gig, probably that would have been a no.
I would take a deep pass, a deep bow of appreciation and a pass on that. And, you know, it's just, it's just one of these things when you get just a little bit older, some things are not worth it. And the cold is very hard for me right now. Mm. Like, I used to ski in high school and college. I raced and everything. I didn't care about the cold. It didn't bother me. But now it just hurts.
Yeah.
You know, like, so.
It's all about base layers.
Yeah, I don't dress very well either. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, that's the first criticism. People look at me and they're like, well, you were wearing shorts in February, so why are you complaining?
Sorry to get hung up on this Times Square New Year's Eve thing, but, like, because it's coming up,
it is.
I'm thinking about it. Have you ever gone just to that event, just to be there?
So, the short answer is no, but I lived in New York City for a decade. So there were plenty of times when I was in the deep throng of New York City. It doesn't have a huge amount of appeal. Like, it feels like a big nothing burger.
It feels awful. That's why I asked, because, like, I haven't been to it either. I've been, like, on the outskirts of it. I think also when I lived down there, and then also, like, there was, like, some other year that I was, like, in the city on New Year's Eve for different reasons. And I feel like every time I go to the city now, I never intend to be in Times Square, but somehow I always, like, screw up and end up there.
Yeah.
And it just seems like a nightmare.
It feels like it could also be a little ominous. Like, just it's too many people. I don't know if I get any credit at all for this, but I did rollerblade in the Halloween parade in Greenwich Village a bunch of years ago. So
that's
I get
cool.
like a like booby prize for that.
Yeah.
Is that close enough?
That's a cool, fun, like New York City, like iconic event experience. Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. It wasn't as cold, but it was nice, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Halloween, yeah.
Yep.
Wally Nichols is my guest on Friends Day 98.1 KZE. It's our final Friends Day for 2024. You got holiday plans? What are you doing for Christmas and New Year's?
So that is to be determined. I think that I was just invited to a dinner party on Christmas but I have to make fondue. Mm. So I think that at the moment...
The invitation was contingent on you making fondue.
100%.
Okay.
Like, you
no
can
pressure.
Come, you can come if you make fondue, and by the way, that's what's being served for dinner.
Are you a known fondue expert?
Not especially.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's not like a family recipe that's come down like for generations. It's just something I found online and I make it. And I guess it impressed a person or two and they're like, yeah, come on over for Christmas and bring your fondue and bring your dog too.
Bring your dang fondue.
To bring my dog. Nelly, who is, you people in Radio Land cannot see this, I don't think, but my dog is here with me. She's my ride or die. She goes everywhere. And she also is invited to the same party.
Nelly is perfect. I don't know another way to put it. She is a perfect dog. She is a beautiful little angel who I don't think has ever done anything wrong in her life.
She hasn't. She is not. And she doesn't shed. And she's like a little labradoodle. And she's got a little engine on her. She runs and she wags her tail and everything. She listens to a lot of my music. And then when I'm here on the air, she's also like... You know, she'll just find her little spot on the rug here under the console, and she just is like, okay, I guess this is where we are for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, so I could definitely see her being invited to a party.
Yeah, she's invited before I am, in fact. So that's Christmas, and New Year's, I don't really have any plans at the moment. I would like to go skiing. Even though I was just like on this rant about it being cold, I would like to go skiing, but I think that we don't have snow. So
that's not entirely true, and we'll talk about it off the air. You can totally come with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
You got another song for us?
I do. So I was talking about the, the vagaries of relationships and love and all that stuff. And
bless you.
That was Nelly on percussion. And this song is called Family Tree, and
it's a good holiday one.
Yeah. So the origins of this are that I went to go see this is a long time ago, a girlfriend's family. And I was invited to go, and I did, and I got to meet the family. And it just got me thinking, and it took a long time for this song to actually marinate and then realize itself and see the light of day in the form of a recording. But that when you marry somebody, and I didn't end up marrying this person, but when you marry somebody, you're getting a lot of family, mm-hmm. and for better or for worse. So this song is just a kind of a non-specific reflection of some of the characters that I ran into, in that context. It's called Family Tree. Come meet my dad. He's there on the sofa, screaming at the TV and scratching his rear. Amazing the world can spin without his guidance. And if he likes you, babe, he'll ask you to get him a beer. Welcome to my family tree. Go on up and see what you can see. Reach up and grab a branch. Now watch your step, but take a chance. Welcome to my family tree. There's my mom. Her home is the kitchen. Fussing over meals and junk magazines. If she don't like you, she'll burn you with her smile. And if she likes you, babe, she'll ask you to help her clean. Welcome to my family tree. Go on up and see what you can't see. Reach up and grab a branch. Watch your step, but take a chance. Welcome to my family tree. Thanks for coming all this way to see them. Pain in the ass, but damn, so am I. I wanted you to see the house that built me. I wanted you to see where I learned to fly. Deep, deep roots digging in the soil. Digging into me. Reach up and grab a branch. Now watch your step, but take a chance. Welcome to my family tree. Welcome to my family tree.
KZE. It's been Wally Nichols joining us on our final Friends Day for 2024. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and I'm glad to be part of the KZE family and DJ family as well. It's super fun to be here.
It is. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
It's a very chill environment.
I get to play a lot of cool music here, and I get to do so without without any restrictions, which I love.
Yeah, which is rare.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've gotten in trouble for that in the past and other sorted DJing gigs. But this
going
one
rogue.
Is
they want us to go rogue here. They're like, no, like make every shift sound different. And yeah, that's what I like.
So, I mean, the fact is that there's a lot of great music out there. UMK have turned me on to a huge number of bands that I had never heard of before, and I love that. It's like there, it's a great, huge, bold world of new, great music out there.
Yeah, and you are a part of it, and we have a bunch of your great songs in our library too.
All right, well, what a lovely way to end 2024.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2025. Come back and do another one.
Right on. And if you are around in the Kingston area, Friday night, this Friday, a couple nights from now, I'm playing with Sarah Power. And again, name's Wally Nichols. And if you go on to, you know, the socials, Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. Poke around, you can find me, and there's information about the gig, the location, all that kind of stuff.
Very good. We'll link to you on the KZE.
Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
We got your community bulletin board, and December is up next.